Welcome, guys, to today's show, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, in our week of classic clips, our week of classic hours. This is hour three in our five-hour week, and we suggest you get a subscription to our website, philhendryshow.com, so you can, you know, enjoy these at your leisure, as the man said. Today we have Chris Norton. Chris Norton's a character that was really born out of my experience living in Central Florida in the 1970s. And, you know, different guys that I've known, Chris is, in his mind, God's gift to women. He is an adult film actor. I don't know to what success he's had, but he fancies himself an adult film producer, even though basically what he does is just lay around at his parents' house. And, you know, Chris, and he also hangs out at the Russi Pelican, as he calls it, where he sits and he ropes off his bar stool and entertains the women who come and want to sleep with him. So let's check out Chris. This is from 2006. Chris Norton discusses a technique called the Chris Norton Clean Break 2006, which keeps the women he sleeps with off his back. I don't know. Let's check it out here. As I said, from January 2006, Chris Norton here in our week of classics in the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Chris, welcome to our show. Your name is Chris, right?
Hello?
Yeah, Chris, you there?
I'm right here, yeah.
Okay, Chris, your problem is one of a copyright infringement?
It's not really copyright infringement. It's mostly about a technique that I have used with women that I've dated that is being copied by a lot of people that I know and friends of mine who I have some social contact with. We do spend a fairly good amount of time at the Russi Pelican in Manhattan Beach, and through my social contacts with them, I have told them about a method that I have, I guess, to meet women, and they're using it, and I wanted to have some public forum where I could say that it is my idea. It's
what is this technique?
Well, it's a sexual technique mostly. It's mostly about sex. It's how I meet and engage in a sexual relationship with women that is one that doesn't turn emotional.
Now, you admitted that you sleep with a lot of women. You have...
Yeah, I'm not trying to say I'm better than anyone. I happen to be pretty good looking. Women do gravitate toward me, and I've had a lot of women ask me out. And a lot of guys don't know what that's like. And so what I've done is I don't want to get tied down.
So this technique is about helping you stay single, as it were. Is that right?
For the most part, yeah. The nickname I have for it is the Chris Norton Clean Break 2006. And what it is when I am taking a woman back to her apartment and we are going to have sex, which basically happens most of the time. I mean, we engage in sex, you know, or some form of sexual contact. And after I'm pretty much, you know, I've pretty much knocked it out of the park because it just happens to be something that I'm able to do very well, you know.
Well, sexual relations with a woman, you are proficient. I have to tell you, I've not met a lot of guys quite with your chutzpah.
Well, I'm not trying to say I'm better than anybody else. It just happens to be something I do.
All right, so what do you do that keeps this relationship from becoming emotional?
I wear what is regarded as an ankle-high boot. It's an Italian-style boot. It's ankle-high. I have them in vinyl. I have them mostly in leather. But I do wear a certain kind of ankle-high-style vinyl boot. And in it, at the beginning of the evening, I'll put a pro-life pamphlet.
Hey, I'm sorry, sir, a pro-life pamphlet?
A pro-life pamphlet, right. This is material that's printed by these pro-life groups. Once we are finished with the sexual contact and we are laying there talking, I will then show her the pro-life pamphlet, and that is pretty much all I need to ensure that the woman is not going to try to make contact with me.
Why? Why is it that when you tell a woman...
Well, it's because... You know,
when you tell a woman you're pro-life, why does she not want to have contact with you?
Women do not want anyone telling them what to do with their bodies. Most women are pro-choice, and they want to have control over their bodies or whatever you want to call it. And I, find that when I say I'm pro-life, then they don't want to have nothing more to do with you.
And so your friends have picked up on this.
My friends have picked up on it and are now using it, and that's okay. I'm just saying it is pretty much mine.
Would you say it's a fairly surefire way of having sex with a woman and not having an emotional commitment from her?
It's worked for me because in my life I've had death threats. I've had women who have wanted to break into my apartment. I've had women cut up my furniture. I've had, because I've broken up with certain women after I've had sex with them, because if I have sex or any sexual energy with a woman, she will, she'll want to come back, have more sex and more sex and more sex, till finally she becomes kind of manic. So when I say I'm pro-life,
wait a second, man. Are you pro-life? Are you really pro-life?
No, really. I think if a woman wants to carve it, then that's probably better. A lot of people think that maybe it's a baby, but I have this to say about that. I think a woman has a right to carve it out because if you don't...
When you say carve it out, you mean...
Have an abortion.
Man.
Well, I mean, you can't even see what it is except with a microscope. I don't think that's a baby yet, but that's just my opinion. If you can't see it, it's just all is microscopic. Is that really a baby, or is it a microscopic, what is it, So that's my philosophy. But, if I take a girl home, and can I speak freely, Mr. Henry?
Within reason, yeah.
Well, I mean, if I take a girl home, and she wants to climb it, I mean, that's good. But I don't want to have an emotional relationship. I want to have a sexual relationship. She climbs on it. Next thing I know, she wants to marry me. I've got to find a way to, have her, climb on it, but then not get attached. And if she gets attached to me, so that's when I'll say I'm pro-life. And that generally, she'll get off it as quickly as she jumped on it.
All right, Chris, I'm going to give her phone number out here if people want to call in and comment on this, because you're unusual in that you admit you want to have nothing but sexual relationships with women. You don't want to get emotionally attached. Women are attracted to you, and they do want to get emotionally attached. And how you deal with that is by carrying a pro-life pamphlet with you every time you take a woman out, and then give it to her after you've had sex.
That's pretty much it. And
you keep this in a boot?
I wear, generally when I go out on a date with a woman, I generally have a certain look. I do wear an ankle-high Italian boot. And I can keep a pro-life pamphlet in there.
So you slide a pro-life pamphlet into your boot.
Yeah, I mean, that's, and then I give it to her after if I've climbed on it and then afterwards.
All right, our number is 1-800-449. You're using some terms here like carve it. You're talking about an abortion?
Well, I'm using a lot of language that my friends and I use, and I don't mean no, I'm not trying to be offensive or anything, so... I'm just saying, it's just shorthand for abortion, to say, like I'll say, for instance.
I know what you're saying. You're talking about.
If I'm saying I'm having sex with a girl, I'll say, I climbed it, she climbed all over it,
All right. Now, Chris, you call this the Chris Norton Clean Break 2006, and yet this can't be something that is copywritten, is it?
No, but I am told that once you publish on radio, television, or in a newspaper, an idea that you are protected by copyright, by the copywritings. So I'm stating it on your program that Chris Norton Clean Break 2006 is my technique to keep women from, jumping all over it and then wanting me to marry them or something like that, which is not going to happen.
I understand that. I have to ask you the kind of women you date, man. Are they intelligent?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I'm curious the kind of women you attract.
I'm serious, Mr. Henry. I attract all kinds. I'm pretty sexual, and I do have a very strong, and most women can feel in me, a really strong sass that pulls on. on them. You know, they can feel it getting tugged on, and I can feel myself being tugged and pulled until finally we collapse into each other's arms after the majesty of the sex, you know.
This gentleman has found a surefire way to keep a woman from getting emotionally attached after great sex. He shows her a pro-life pamphlet, tells her that he's pro-life, and most women, he says, that he's encountered don't want to be told what to do with their bodies, and that turns them off. I'll be honest with you, I'm listening to this gentleman, and it's difficult for me to fathom how women would get attached to him, but I probably don't know. I am not a good-looking guy. Women don't hit on me a lot. Unless they know how much money I have. All right, so I'm kidding, of course.
The Phil Hendry Show.
You know what you look like to me with your good bag and your bad shoes? You look like a rube.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You talk about being really sexy.
I can give you an example.
Well, we're back on the air, but go ahead.
Well, it's just take a second. I am very much into jet skis. I enjoy jet skiing quite a bit. My friend of mine, Lance Tremaine, and I liked jet ski, so we were down on Newport Harbor last summer, and we opened it up. I like to see the rooster tail. I like to rooster tail it, and we opened it up. Okay, I'm doing probably 55 knots, and the harbor patrol in Newport Harbor pulled us over. Okay,
you're doing 55 knots on a jet ski in the harbor? That's totally illegal.
Well. It may be illegal for people who can't handle it, you know, but I'm fairly good at handling it. And so the Harbor Patrol pulls over. Well, it's a female Harbor Patrol. And I'm not saying this is right, and I'm not saying this is wrong. But because I do have a certain sexual energy, and when women see me, they do tend to think maybe they want to climb it. The female Harbor Patrol person in the boat let it slide, you know, because of the sexuality.
You know what? That is the most unprofessional thing I've ever heard.
Well, it may be, Mr. Henry, and I'm not commenting on that. I'm just saying, because I have this ability, I'm not saying I'm like Superman or anything.
Well, it sounds like it to me, man. If you can get a female Harbor Patrol officer to let it 60 miles an hour or 50 knots, whatever you're doing inside the harbor, is dangerous.
It's dangerous for people to know what they're doing, okay? But my friends and I, we jet ski every weekend. We also like to tear it up on dirt bikes.
You like to make a lot of noise, is that it?
Oh, yeah, I guess. You know, I don't know. I don't know what you mean by that. But so, but because of the intensity of the sass,
She didn't give you a ticket.
No.
I find that unprofessional at best, not to ticket someone who is doing that kind of speed with kids around.
Well, you know, yeah, if you have some kind of a retard out on a jet ski, that's
and I don't like the use of the word retard, sir, if you don't mind.
Well, I mean, I was just saying, you know, if someone who's, you know, mentally, then that's going to happen. But my friends and I, we're on jet skis every weekend. We just love the speed, I guess. Just most of what I like.
Really talking, though, about this technique that you have, Chris, of not getting emotionally involved with a woman by showing her a pro-life pamphlet. Let's talk to Crystal here on the Phil Hendry Show. Crystal, go ahead.
Yes, this is absolutely the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I cannot imagine any man thinking that this would work.
Well,
I don't understand how a woman...
It's worked for me. I mean...
It's worked for you.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Obviously don't know the meaning of honesty, because have you watched Sex and the City? Women like to get it and be done just as much as men do. There's no reason to lie to these women.
Not in my experience. My experience is that women do want to call me and bother me and get into my life, which is, I find, an intrusion on my constitutional rights.
Don't give them your number. Let them know ahead of time, hey, I'm just in it for the climbing on it or whatever you
want
to call it.
Well, ma'am, they know where I hang out. I mean, I hang out at the Rusty Pelican.
Okay.
You know, so they're coming in. They're in my space. They're in my bar.
Look, you had sex with these women. Women are going to bond on a certain level.
Well, yeah, that's why I give them
women talk.
I give them the pro-life pamphlet, and they don't want, women don't want to be told that they're not allowed to go out and have it, you know, or have it sucked out or whatever you want to call it. You know?
You don't think eventually they're going to talk? It's one bar. You're going to run out of women eventually.
I don't know what you're talking about because I've lived in Hermosa Beach probably for at least the last 6 or 5 years. So I don't know what you're talking about, really. Have you ever been suctioned or anything like that?
Have I ever been what?
I had a, not suction, but...
Are you talking about an abortion?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
So it's never, okay. So are you pro, do you believe that they should have the right to carve?
Yeah, I do, but I would not buy into your bull you would pull out a pro-life pamphlet.
Wouldn't that turn you off and go, this dude's pro-life? That means he's going to tell me what to do with my body and whether I'm allowed to carve.
No, it wouldn't turn me off the fact that you were pro-life. It would turn me off the fact that you were a jackass and using that to get out of something that I probably didn't want from you to begin with.
Well, the point is, you would not bother me no more, right?
Something such as being pro-life, that's ridiculous. You could be a jerk and tell me to get the hell out of the room or that you were leaving and never to call me again. I'd be just as turned off.
Yeah, but that's
not... Why
not
be honest?
Well, because I don't want you thinking I'm a total douche. I want you to think that I'm really hot. But we just have a philosophy that's different. That way, you're not, you know, you'll be looking at me from afar like you really like me, but you're not going to bother me.
Okay, and
what difference does that make?
It means that she's not running around telling everybody what a douchebag I am.
All right, look at Crystal, thank you for your call. What is this word carve?
I'm sorry, sir?
What is this word carve up?
It's just shorthand. It's my friends and I. A lot of us who hang out, we'll, you know, go have a, generally on a Friday night, we'll go have a Captain Morgan's and Coke. Or 10, you know, and a lot of my friends will say, yeah, did you hear about like Kimberly or did you hear about Brittany? You know, she had to carve out. She had, you know, she went down to San Diego and had a carve job, and that's basically means abortion.
Boy, does that sound insensitive, man. It just,
Well, I don't know what you mean. I mean,
All right, just sounds very... Miranda, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, man. This word carving is just completely disgusting. I mean, if you're going to talk about an abortion, just call it abortion. I mean, why not?
Well, it's just shorthand. That's all me and my friends.
It's not shorthand. It actually takes you longer to say carving than abortion. I mean, there's no difference, really.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just a more disgusting and grotesque and completely just... I mean, you just sound really insecure to me. I mean, you sound like somebody who just...
But see, there you go. I mean, if you and I slept together and say you were attracted to my sass...
Oh, absolutely not. You just sound like a complete ass to me. I mean, you sound like somebody who's just so full of himself that, I mean, if I were...
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not trying to... Look, I know that if you saw me... See, we're on the phone right now, okay? But if you saw me, you'd be... You'd definitely want to climb on it, yeah.
The women that you said that you're talking about, the ones that want to get your life... Let me finish. The ones that want to marry you and the ones that want to be with you for the rest of their lives are complete dumbasses. They must be some really stupid women. I mean, you seriously should. You must have some low expectations.
Oh, well, you haven't seen me yet. If you saw me and
I really don't care to see you. I mean, if I did see you, you probably have a couple of, you know, you have a bloody nose, probably.
Why do you say I have a bloody nose? What does that mean?
I'd probably slap you just for the remarks you've been giving. I mean,
what did I say? I didn't say nothing personal about you. I didn't call you a beast on wheels or anything.
No, but I'm a woman. No, but I'm a woman.
Right.
And,
well,
I mean,
I'm
to call something a carving and to tell, you know, to say something like, woman wants to climb on it, why don't you just say she wants to have sex with me? How is that something bad?
I mean, well, since when are we not allowed to just speak in America of the free speech, you know?
Oh, no,
We're talking about a way of communicating that gets your point across as opposed to, I mean, you say...
Look, all I'm saying, and this lady knows what I'm talking about, if I meet a girl, and a lot of times, I'd say probably about 6 out of 10 girls I meet, yeah, they do. They want to climb up on it.
Why say climb up on it? That's what I'm talking about.
It's more offensive. It's more ascriptive.
It describes
the situation. But let's just say you and I had sex. Now, if we did...
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. Let's say, though, that you see me and we decide to have sex. Now, you're going to want to see me again. What I do is I go, hey, Miranda,
probably not.
I'm pro-life, so that probably blows you out of the water, right? And you'll probably
actually, that wouldn't really bother me at all. Like the other girl before me, I mean, it wouldn't turn me off if you're pro-life. What would turn me off is the fact that you're using a dumbass gimmick just to get out of something exactly like she said they probably wouldn't want you for in the first place. There are plenty of females out there that just want sex. I mean, I've been through that before. I mean, there have been times when all I've wanted was
hot?
Sex, but I'm not going to...
Are you hot?
I'm not even going to...
Well, no, I mean, it's a fair question. Are you hot or are you...
I'm not going to answer that.
Are you, you know, do you maybe think you're hot and maybe
how's
you're...
That,
Maybe you're Bowser. Maybe you're Bowser on two legs. You know.
How's that irrelevant to the conversation?
Man. Because it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant to talk about it.
The word is irrelevant, Chris.
I'm sorry.
How is it relevant to the conversation whether or not I'm hot?
Because it's academic for you to be talking to me if you're a dog. I mean, I'm not going to be interested.
Well, I'm not going to even answer that question because it's not a part of the conversation.
Yeah, it is. Otherwise,
no, it's not.
I wouldn't be wanting to. You wouldn't want to.
If I were ugly, I would be just as offended. If I were hot, I'd be just as offended.
I wouldn't want you. I wouldn't want you scaling it and then jumping on it.
Well, nine times. Let me tell you this. I mean, I wouldn't want to jump on it. I mean, to be totally blunt with you.
I think that's easy to say until you've climbed Mount Chris. You know.
All right, hold on.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Where are you right now?
I'm just at Rusty Pelican having a couple of Ron and Cokes with some friends of mine, and we're going to go over dancing. We'll probably go over to Big Daddy's Good Dancing later on.
I mean, this is a Monday night, man. Do you go to work in the morning?
I'm sorry?
Do you go to work in the morning, Chris?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, you go to a telemarketing job, right?
I do have a telemarketing job, which right now is mostly just biding my time. I have one of the largest collections of Adele films on the West Coast, and I have gotten to know some people who are in the adult film industry, and eventually I do want to start to make my own films, which I do believe can be hot or hotter than a lot of what you're seeing, and also I can star in my own adult films, which is something that, you know, you don't see too much, but that's kind of what I want to do right now. Is I'm biding my time, you know, and right now I'm selling pharmaceuticals.
Over the phone?
Yeah, I do telemarketing, you know. But I've told them they should send me out in the field. And see, a lot of what I'm saying, Mr. Henry, some people may think I'm egotistical, and I'm not. I'm just telling you how it is. It's the difference between saying, oh, yeah, hi, I'm the sun, and I'm really hot, but if you touch me and it's cold, then you know that I'm lying. Or I could say, I'm the sun, and I'm really hot, and then you look at me, and, yeah, you get a sunburn. Then you know, I'm not lying. I'm just trying to tell you, you know, I'm the sun, and I'm hot, and you'll get a sunburn unless you put on sunblock.
Okay.
You know.
All right, Donna, go ahead. You're on the air with Chris Norton. Donna?
Yes.
You're on the air, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi there. Okay, I think that what this man is saying is absolutely ridiculous, but from listening to him talk, I see that he's in, you know, what sort of class he's in. And another thing, if some guy told me that they were pro-life, I'd say great. And whether they liked it or not, I would do what I wanted, and so would every other girl on the planet.
Wait, I mean, in other words, you would say great because a guy just told you what to do with your body, with your body?
You know what? No guy can tell me what to do. I'd say, okay, fine, but I would do what I wanted to do.
Well, if I'm pro-life, that means that I want to control your body, okay? And that no woman wants to be.
It does not mean that. It does not mean that at all.
Oh, okay.
You believe in pro-life, and that's fine. But it doesn't mean you have any control over what I do.
All right, well, let me ask you just something. If you and I, like, you see me in a bar, and you want to go home with me, and I say, okay.
You know, I'm not in that class. I don't go to those kind of bars. And,
well, what do you mean, that kind of bar? I mean, it's a very well-known bar. It's very classy.
I don't go to bars, mister. I don't go to
bars.
Well,
how do you meet men? I mean, where do you go to meet men?
Listen. I am in a totally different situation than these people that you meet, and I think that the kind of a man you are, you might meet those kind of girls.
Well, I feel that you're putting me down for no reason. I mean, I have a job,
and I work for a living, too. Listen to me, because you keep, like, breathing like a crazy man.
Well, you have all kinds of judgments on me, and I would like to ask you at this time, what do you do for where do you go to meet people? I mean, what do you do? I mean,
I go to nice social events. I don't go to sleazy bars and get drunk. And
well, what does that mean, social event? So you go to places where everybody's got their nose stuck up each other's sphincter muscle.
Listen to me very carefully.
Yeah, let the lady finish, please.
Listen to me very carefully. If I was dating a man and he said he was pro-life, I would say great.
I would say, great. You're pro-life. If I have a kid, he's going to be paying for it. So you're stupid, mister, because if you have a kid, you are going to be paying for it for 18 years.
How are you
going to
prove that it's that? See, that's totally wrong.
Yes, it is.
No.
You know what?
You know why?
You are going to be paying for it.
Why would you have the kid when you could go and have abortion?
Because you get to pay for it, understand?
No. Why would you have a kid?
You would be able to be the one to pay for it for 18 years. And maybe there are women that go around all the time
and try
to get pregnant. So you're going to be the stupid ass that pays for a bunch of kids.
Okay, let me see if I got you straight.
Today, not tomorrow, but someday somebody's going to nail you.
Yeah, this is a good point, Chris. This is a good point.
Well, let me see if I got the lady straight. Let me see if I got her straight.
You're going to be laughing at your own self because
you and I go to bed, we have sex, and then you decide to have my kid.
That would never happen. That would never happen.
Okay, then what are you talking about? Yeah, see, it'll never happen, but it'll happen. The whole idea, see, you haven't seen me. Just like that other woman, you haven't seen me. If you saw me, you'd be mounting it.
Don't go for looks. They go for a combination of brains, money, and intelligence.
Oh, money. Oh, you're so much more better than me because you go for money. I mean, that's so terrible. And if you saw me, you'd climb it.
I would not go out with a low-life person like you. You don't have any integrity.
How am I a low-life? Because I say climb it instead of... You know,
are a low life because everybody can tell. Anybody who wants porn as their main thing in life, who wants to have sex all the time, what kind of a guy is that?
Oh, yeah, that's really bad. Hey, you know, 90% of women over the age of 50 would pay top dollar for me. And another thing, if you saw me, you'd need to buy a mop. If you saw me, you need to... If you saw me, you'd need to lay a towel down on the floor.
Oh, my God. This is what I'm talking about when we say no class.
What?
If you saw me, you'd have to buy a mop.
Well, you know, read it and weep. Read it and weep.
You know what?
Their handwriting's on the mop.
Women are less into looks than they are into other things,
right.
Okay?
Right. Look at-
and I know that guys like you...
Well, hey, you can laugh all you want, but if you saw me, you'd mount it and you'd screech. You'd mount it and screech.
All right. Donna, thank you so much. 1-800-449-8686.
See, the thing that I find most disheartening, Mr. Henry, about this, number one...
What I find disheartening is that there's a cat like you that's probably getting your share, right? And there's guys out there that are being perfect gentlemen, and there isn't a thing happening.
There you go right there. You just made my point.
How?
Because women don't want some dude. That lady lied, and I can say she's a liar, and she's such a liar, she'll lie and say, no, I'm not lying. So she's a liar and a liar yet again. If I say, you want some guy that you can just mount, scream, and then go to bed, and then you just nod off, okay? And she says, oh, no, I don't. I want a guy with class. What a liar.
Oh, okay. So she doesn't want a guy with class.
Look at the guys with class. How much are they tapping into? I don't think anything's climbed it in years on those. Have they had anyone climb it?
All right. Let me go over here to Alex. Alex, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, I'd just like to say you're the most conceited person I've ever heard in my life. And second of all...
Well, you know, if it's true, how's it conceded? If it's true.
How do we know it's true? For all I know, when you say climb it, you mean someone's got to climb over your beer belly. You sit there and you drink all those...
You know what, dude?
Captain Morgan,
I mean, you want to come down right now, I'll buy you a drink at the Rusty Pelican, and you can see I've got at least two girlfriends sitting with me, and they're, like, cracking up. They can't believe how stupid some of these people are. They're cracking up. They went out to their car. One of them went out to her car. She's cracking up.
Yeah, she's out of her car, away from you, or she's listening to your stupid comments and breathing like you just finished with
your blowout. Well, you know what, man? She just came back in. Her name's Amber. She's wearing a black cocktail dress. She's got probably 43 Ds and drives a Corvette. And she just came back in listening to Extra Sports Radio in Los Angeles, and she's cracking up.
She's cracking up, huh?
Yeah,
43
yeah,
D. Do you know, like, actual sizes? Do you know what a 43 D is?
I said D, dude. D is in D she isn't dangling.
Yeah, they probably are dangling, too.
I got something that dangles.
Okay, what's the point here? Is this kind of macho radio we're doing here? I mean,
okay. Well, no, the dude is all, you know.
Here's my point. The whole, like, sharing the pamphlet of pro-life in your booth, what happens when you get across a girl who is pro-life, decides to have the kid, and, like, lastly, I was saying, makes you pay for it?
Well, first of all, according to all these women that I've talked to tonight, they've said exactly the same thing that you said, and yet every single one of them, when I said, okay, do you want to have a kid with me, they're like, no, 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 no. Okay? I mean, are you hearing what they're saying as opposed to what you want to hear them say?
These aren't all the women in the world. You'll get that one woman who says, hey, this guy just wants me to get on him. He looks like he might have a little bit of money. Let's
okay.
see how much
and
I can get out of
maybe
him.
Maybe she can go out and get a suction job or something.
Well, what if she doesn't want that? What if she decides, you know, I'll keep the baby,
right.
then I can make him
we
pay
gotta
the
take
child
a break.
Support.
Well, I want to answer.
Yeah, just, I'm putting everybody on hold because we are really late for a break. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show.
You know, a lot of women find me very sassy.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
What is this again?
It's an idea that we had for a TV show. I mean, a lot of these people are calling in think that, you know, I'm lying, but I can demonstrate to people how women are attracted to my sensuality and my sensuality. And what it is an idea that I had for a TV show, and it's basically called The Chris Norton Show, and I demonstrate my sensual attraction.
Well, how do you do that?
What I do is I've got a jacket that's called a wild card jacket. This is a sports jacket that I wore for 5 days straight, and it is completely soaked in BO. And
okay,
honest to God, and yet I have worn it.
And women have gone to bed with you?
Absolutely, yeah. And I went and I pitch it to CBS, and they are very, very interested in it. And I know that you have a TV show, what's going to be coming up, Mr. Henry, and you think that they would be interested in it, too.
I don't know, man. I think you want to get a pitch meeting over there.
Well, do you know anybody that I can...
I don't want to talk business with you, man. It's just not... It's called The Chris Norton Show, and what do you do?
I think it's a classic, you know, way of proving all these people wrong. The wild card... I put on the wild card jacket, and I go out on a date, and by the end of the night, I have gotten... You know, the woman sexually attracted, even though I'm wearing a wild card jacket, which is totally soaked in BO.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, my.
Well, I you know, it's the only way I can make my point.
All right. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Kelly, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just have a comment to make about that guy on the radio. He's saying how he gets all these dates from wearing BO and... I don't know,
it's
like,
called a show that I want to do. It's called a Chris Norton Show. And what I do is I wear the wild card jacket, which is totally soaked in BO.
But what woman would ever in their right mind date someone smelling like crap 24/7 if your shirt is soaked in BO? Like,
Can I ask you something? Can you imagine a man that you would indeed have sex with even though he smelled bad? It would be a man that you loved, right? A man you really loved, right?
Imagine falling for a man
immediately when you meet. I mean, it's happened to me. I'm not saying you're going to do it, but I'm saying it has happened to me a lot. That's my sense. I think it's the sensuality.
So you're saying 100% it doesn't matter what you smell like, what you're wearing, that your sexual attraction is going to make me sleep with you and fall in love with you.
There is probably about a 80% chance, yeah. I'll tell you another story.
Oh, my God.
What is oh, my God about it? I mean, you may not believe it. You may not want to believe it, but that's how strong the sensuality is and the sensuality.
I don't know.
There's another one. And this is kind of gross. So I don't know if Mr. Henry wants me to say it, but, I mean, I went 3 days without wiping. Okay? And that smells... Bad.
I'm seriously, like, puking in my mouth right now.
What is the story,
is so
dude?
Disgusting.
No, it's the... But here's the point. That? Here's the point I'm trying to make. It smells bad, okay? I mean, butt smell. I don't know if you've ever noticed it, but you can still tell. And yet, I went on the Chris Norton Show, and we did a pilot, and I got two women inside of a 12-hour period to sleep with me.
That you never met before?
That I never met before, no. So, why... Because I'm so hot.
Because either those women are obviously have no class, they're just going to go ahead and sleep with somebody who smells like crap and hasn't changed their shirt in about a week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me personally, I would much rather want to go and I want to have sex with somebody who has class, who I am not only sexually attracted to, but mentally attracted
to. See,
that's
the whole thing. A lot of these women say.
I'm sure, and same with a lot of other women out there. They're not going to want to go ahead and have sex with somebody who looks good.
Women say that, Mr. Henry, only because they don't want the truth to come out that they would sleep with a guy who had butt smell because he has sexuality.
All right, hold on for a minute.
Okay, laugh at me.
Yeah, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show.
That ain't cucumber dressing.
How did you get that jacket to smell that way?
Basically what I did is I took it's a very lightweight linen sports jacket that I folded up as small as we could, and then I slid it down. I mean, this is gross.
Go ahead.
And then we slid it down the back of my Speedos, and I jogged for about 2 miles. So, I mean, I had this folded up sports jacket, a linen sports jacket that I pushed down. Basically, down my butt. I mean, down near my butt, and then ran, and then jogged, and it was probably about a 95 degree day.
For how many miles?
10.
Let's go over to Mary. Mary, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I've heard all the BS and everything concerning the BO and all that good stuff. And you know what? The only thing I've got to say is I've heard so much about BO and BS that, you know what, that man is so full of so much BS about his BO and everything. Evidently, there's so much dead blasted body odor there that he can't get a woman, so he's got to get on the radio.
That's the point I'm trying to make. I get he's women even though I got BO and butt odor. What do you think of that?
The Phil Henry Show, pure exhibitionism.
Don't forget to subscribe at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass for a month or for a year.